Hey everyone, it's Deb. Today on the podcast, we are going to be talking about safety in dating. I'm really excited about this because one of my friends, Wendy Jensen Nichols with WhamSafety.com, is somewhat of a safety expert, I would say. She's a safety coach. And then I've got a couple of friends, Lori Lund and Inger Booth, who are also single. And we're just going to talk about some experiences. They've had different experiences, but kind of similar situations. So I'm excited to talk to them and let you know how to be safe in dating.
Debbie Does Dating with your host, Debbie Clausen, sponsored by Dating by Deb.
So my crazy dating experience was I had met a guy on Match.com and I had gone out with him multiple times in public places, did all the right things. He had invited me to a barbecue at his home to watch the final of the American Idol. And so I decided I would go. And so I stopped by after work on the way home. My phone started to die. I didn't have a charger with me at that time. You know, I'm older at the time, in my 40s. I didn't think I needed to let anybody know where I was going, so nobody was aware that I was even gone. My daughter was over at her dad's house during the time, and so I stopped at the party. The guy was super sweet. He had made me dinner, and then he'd brought me some water. And then throughout the night, people started to just kind of leave and disappear. And so he had mentioned to make sure I brought my swimsuit because he had a pool and a hot tub that we were going to go in. And so after we had finished eating, I had went and changed and got my swimsuit on and had gotten out in the hot tub. Well, while we were out there, he started to kiss me and then he started to try to take my swimsuit off. So I pushed him away and I said no. And he freaked out on me and said, "You're old enough to do what you want." And I said, "Absolutely." And I said no. And he just went psycho crazy on me and started screaming and cussing me out.
I just have a question. Yeah. Were you out with other people? Was everybody out there? Was the hot tub by the pool?
No, great question. So I was just with him in the hot tub. There was no other people around us during that time. I think a lot of the people kind of slowly had trickled out, like, "Hey, we have to go," or "We got to go get our kids." Or
so nobody heard him yelling at you.
Yeah, nobody heard him or anything like that. So that's a great question. And so most of the people had already gone.
Okay.
So it was just him and I at the time. And so then I was scared for my life at the time.
Can you imagine?
Yeah, he was like going crazy on me. And this was not the guy that I had thought I had been dating because he seemed to be super respectful and kind and nice. But then he just totally turned to like a Jekyll and Mr. Hyde and freaked out on me and started going crazy. And so I jumped out of the hot tub to run in to go get my clothes. And I had to run through his bedroom to the bathroom. And in the bathroom, it had like a small little area where it had just the toilet area. And so I ran in there and he chased after me, and so I locked the door. And at that time, then I started feeling super duper sick, and I started throwing up, and then I passed out. So I passed out against the door because he started pounding on the door, freaking out, trying to get in, screaming like, "You effing can do whatever you want." And I said yes, I said no, and he's going crazy on me. And so then I don't know what happened because I like blacked out. It's kind of like a movie where you know bits and pieces, and so I black out. I don't know what's going on. I can't hear him any longer. And so I thought, okay, I got to get out of here.
So you don't know how long you were out?
I don't. I have no concept as to how long I was out. I was just blacked out and I was so sick.
Did you feel at that time something, he may have drugged you or given you something, or you just were so afraid that you didn't know what you were experiencing?
That's a good question. I didn't know really what I was experiencing. I just was so sick. I'd never felt that kind of sickness before in my life. And I don't know if it made it worse because the hot tub and stuff like that, but I have never felt that kind of sickness ever before. And I don't remember that much of it during that time, just kind of because I blacked out for a while and I don't know how long of time I was laying there. And then I thought, okay, I got to get out of here. Nobody knows where I'm at. I got to try to find my phone and my keys. I've never been in this house before. And so I had to run. He, in his bathroom, he didn't have real windows. It was like those glass, what are they? They're kind of like...
like the bottom of Coke bottles or something. Like
yeah, those they're thick, those big, thick squares.
You can't really see through.
Kind of like the ice blocks.
Yes, ice blocks. That's a perfect analogy. So that's exactly what it was. Those big ice blocks. And so I couldn't like jump out the window or anything like that. I had to run through the bathroom and then through the bedroom and then run out to the kitchen to try to find my jacket that had my keys and everything in it and my phone. And so I didn't hear him any longer making any noises. And so then I slowly snuck through the bathroom. I peeked out and I could see him butt naked on the bed watching a porno. And I ran through the bedroom.
And wait, was he awake?
He was asleep. He looked like he was asleep. And so I just ran through the bedroom, ran out into the kitchen, and then he must have heard me. And he woke up, and I found my jacket that had my keys. I grabbed my jacket with my keys in it, and then I ran out the door, and he chased after me. He had a knife in his hand as he chased me out to my car. I jumped in my car, I locked the door. He jumped onto the car, trying to get me out, screaming and freaking out on me, and I just took off. And I was driving and I jumped on the freeway and I was so sick that I had to pull over to the side of the freeway as I puked and then I passed out again. I don't know, for a few hours I would imagine, because I don't know like how much time went by. And then finally when I came to, I woke up and I drove home. And
like, what time was this? Was it?
It's like in the middle of the night, like in the morning time.
Yikes.
And I was surprised nobody like stopped me. Nobody like even realized, I guess, I was on the side of the freeway or anything like that, which was probably good because that was probably not a safe place that I was in during that time at all.
It just sounds so scary. So at that point, did you call the cops or did you report the incident?
I didn't. You know, I felt, that's why I feel so guilty to this day, is I should have reported it. But I thought I probably am going to get in trouble because I drove and he had drugged me. And so I was feeling guilty about that and feeling guilty that this whole thing even happened to me, that I was like dumb enough to fall for some weird creepy guy that would...
Did you wonder at some point if you, like looking back, did you go through to see if you let him on in some way? You thought that that's why you would feel guilty, because maybe, you know, not that that is like in any way okay, but I feel like if I were in that situation, I'd be like, what? Like, why would he think that I wanted that?
Right, right. Other than like I had gotten my swimsuit on and gotten in the hot tub with him. And I think he thought that he was a really good looking guy and he kind of had all his stuff together. And I think he just kind of thought girls don't tell him no. And then obviously I think that he's done this multiple times because he kind of had it all planned out that like nobody else would be there. And then like 6 months later, I happened to be at a basketball game and he ran into me and he came up to me and
said... My goodness,
said,
that would be so scary.
Yeah, I was freaking out. I was like, why are you even talking to me? And he was like, I am so sorry that happened. He said, I was doing drugs at the time and I just made a bad mistake. And I was like, you did not make a bad mistake. You totally did this on purpose. And he just was like, oh no, I didn't, sorry. And he just walked away. And I could tell that was not the first time he'd ever done something like this, obviously. And I think, again, because he's a professional guy and he's a good looking guy, and he just thought that he could get away with it. And
it's good you stood up to him and said no.
Yes, I did. But I feel guilty to this day that I did not report it. So I feel like that's my bad, and that's why I want other women to know that it is okay to report it and it's not your fault.
So since looking back, hindsight's 20/20, what would you do differently in a situation like that? Like charge your phone, tell someone?
What's the safety plan?
Yes. And that's absolutely perfect question, because I would definitely be more safety cautious. So I would like do life 360 so that a couple of people knew where I was at. Because I think as we get older, we think, oh gosh, you know, we're fine. We don't need to tell anybody where we're at. But I think that's totally incorrect because of the fact, obviously, like what happened to me can definitely happen to any of us. And so it's really important to let other people know where you're at. Even as an adult, we definitely should let others know. And I should have have like sent like a picture to you guys as my friends. Hey, FYI, I'm going out with this guy and here's my 360 so you can follow me and know where I'm at.
I should maybe have a safety word that you can text someone.
Absolutely. I think that's a fantastic idea to have a safety word. Make sure your phone is charged so if you need it. And usually I pack, so I'm surprised I honestly didn't even have my purse with me and I didn't pack because I was like, oh, it's fine. It's a big barbecue with a lot of people.
Yeah.
I'll be okay, you know?
Yeah, even in those situations. I took a break from dating for a little bit, and when I started back, people that I would meet in the public place, even that, my daughter knew exactly where I was, and I had pepper spray and a taser. So just in case, things that you can have in your purse just in case. But I think letting people know for sure where you are.
Definitely. I think that's a must. Super. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We should always let people know. And I think we kind of forget that as we get older because we're like so independent that we don't need to tell anybody, that we're like, oh, we're fine. And that's what I thought, you know, like I'm good.
Yeah. Especially if you had been out with him a few times. It's just sometimes, unfortunately, it's scary. You just have to be on your guard.
Absolutely. I agree with you. So that's why it's super important to make sure that we definitely let people know. And like you said, I usually carry my purse. I didn't even bring my purse with me that time at all. And so I didn't even have like a taser or pepper spray or my gun or anything else like that. Mm-hmm. So I think that's super important that you can have those with you to protect yourself and then let people know. Make sure you have your phone charged.
Yeah. Like I know when I was single, I was divorced. And so part of me wanted to prove something, you know, I was so independent and everything. And so maybe you would feel like, well, I don't need to tell my kids where I am. I'm the mom. You know,
right.
But it is super important to do that because it's for our own protection.
Absolutely. You're totally right. That's exactly what we need to do.
Even if it's not your kids, right? Like maybe you don't want to, you're like, I don't want to tell my kids or they're adults or they have their own lives. It's important to have your friend group, your support group, right?
Yes.
Your girlfriends know.
Yeah, and we have each other's back.
Yes.
So for sure.
And have them check in, right? Yes. Make sure you check in with your friends. Make like you said, I'll think all those safety tips, right? This is where I'm going. This is who I'm going to be with. I haven't thought about the picture because, again, I think you did all the other things correctly, right? Met in a public place. You were progressing slowly, et cetera, right? You're at a barbecue and there's several other people there. There's nothing wrong with saying, okay, we're going to swim and get in a hot tub. He's a guy. He's going to make a move. But when you say no, you're not, you know, but you don't expect to be drugged or for him to freak out or for him to pull a knife and chase you to your car.
Right, exactly. What do you think, speaking of like being drugged, those feelings that you had, what would you tell other women? You already said you didn't know if the hot tub maybe had accentuated the feelings. Did you start feeling dizzy? I mean, you started feeling off, but what do you wish you would have done quicker maybe? Like, I feel like you were really smart going to a bathroom and isolating yourself, but then you also trapped yourself.
Excellent.
Yeah, which was smart.
You're right.
You know?
Yeah.
So it was good and bad, but
good
you
and bad.
Went to
true.
There without your phone
right.
or any way.
Right.
Because if you had your phone in the bathroom with you.
Exactly.
You know, so maybe if you just said, just give me a minute. I've got to, you know, let me go to the restroom, grab your phone. And then, but, you know, we weren't there. So we don't know you were in the moment.
Exactly.
Like, what would you say, like, if you're starting to feel like maybe you've been drugged, what could you do? What should you do?
I think I should have, when I started to feel weird, which was actually when I was in the hot tub, because I think like the heat and stuff like that made it kick in a lot faster. And so then I should have, instead of maybe running to the bathroom, maybe I should have tried to hurry and just run out. And too bad I didn't have my jacket like right by me by the hot tub, so I could have just grabbed that had my keys and just run outside. But I didn't know. I mean, he started freaking out, and so I should have just left right then instead of like running to the bathroom. It's hard to say about that. It's a lot of hindsight, a fight or flight.
Yeah. I think maybe in a situation like this, I think it's good to go through different scenarios in your mind. Unfortunately, we need to do that, and you're not going to be able to choose or pick exactly what's going to happen in the future. Okay, what if I go to a guy's house and he doesn't end up being who I think he is? Like, what's my game plan? You know, maybe scope out the house, see where the exits are, and you know, all of that stuff. I don't know if you go through scenarios in your mind.
An escape plan.
Yes.
Which is unfortunately, but it's needed.
I agree. And I think we should do that. That's an excellent point. You know what I mean? I should have had my purse that had like all my protection stuff in there.
Yeah.
My gun, a taser, all of that right there, and my phone. I should have had a charge. I should have been able to grab that and just run out rather than having to go try to get my clothes. I should have just left it and just ran out of the house instead.
Yeah. The only way, the reason I say that is because my sons are very safety conscious that way, and they also pack. But I didn't realize, like, when we go somewhere, he's already scoped the exits and everything like that. I didn't even think about that.
Yes. Yes.
I'm just like, trust everybody. But we can't.
Yeah, so, you're right. It's like military and or the cops. They always do that. So you always know they sit towards the back so they can pay attention to the whole room.
Yeah, we just need to be more aware than we are.
Absolutely. Because I think we forget that. We become a little more trusting.
Yeah. I tend to think that everybody's like me. I would never do anything.
Exactly.
To hurt anybody.
It's so true.
But it's not true.
Yep, exactly. So that's why nowadays we have to be more cautious and more prepared and have a safety plan. Because I love that.
Yeah.
That's exactly
And I think it's important. And even though I have no idea how you felt at the time, but I do think that it's so important to report these. Otherwise, they're not going to stop.
Exactly. Exactly. And they're going to continue to do it to other people. And so that's why to this day, I still feel guilty about it. And I would strongly encourage everyone to report it, because how are we going to resolve that issue if nobody says anything? He's going to continue to do that to so many other people. Mm-hmm. And we want to protect all of them. And so that's why it's so important.
But you are a good example of standing up and saying no.
Yes.
So I think that's important to point out as well.
I do too.
Thank you. Yes, that was a crazy, embarrassing situation, because that's like, you feel as you get older, we should know better. And we tried to do all the right things, yet I still feel guilty to this day that I didn't report it.
Yes, I understand, but you're helping now. You
help
don't
other.
Need to be embarrassed, because you are a strong woman and you're helping others to avoid situations like that.
Absolutely.
So good job.
Yes. Agreed.
Thanks, you guys. You're awesome. So yes, so that was one of my super crazy bad experiences. One kind of a funny one was, I had a guy that had kind of been stalking me and he'd been coming around. He actually lived in a whole nother state and would fly in, and he would come to my work and he would show up at my house. And so this continued to happen. And
wait,
so
had you gone on a date with him?
I had gone on a couple of dates with him.
Okay.
Yes. And so then he started doing that, and I had notified the police. And so one of my cute neighbors, she had said, "Hey, I saw somebody over at your house." And I was gone at work that day. And she's like, "I just wanted to let you know that there's somebody walking around your house and they look really creepy and weird." And she's like, "You need to check it out." And so and then she said, "Oh, and by the way, do you have any Dr. Pepper at your house? Because I'm having a really bad day and I accidentally scratched my husband's little sports car in the garage and he's gonna kill me." And I said, "Matter of fact, I do have some. Why don't you go to my house? Here's my code to my garage. Go help yourself, whatever you need." Well, in the meantime, I thought, "Oh, I better call the cops and let them know that
she was
gonna
go over there with a creepy guy around walking around." She wanted that Dr. Pepper.
She wanted that Dr. Pepper bad. She was dying for Dr. Pepper. And she was pretty upset, because she's like, "My husband is literally going to kill me." And so she goes over to my house. Well, in the meantime, I happen to call the cops to say, "Hey, can you go check out my house? Some weird guys walking around my house." And so three cops show up. She comes walking out of my garage. All these cops have their guns out.
Pointed at her. Like, "I just wanted to talk to
you." I'm breaking and entering I have permission.
Exactly. And that's what she said. She's like, "I'm the one who called Wendy to tell her that some weird guy." And so it was super funny.
This is all the time we have today, and I'm super bummed about it, because this topic is so important. We have so much more information to go over, so I'm definitely going to have these gals back in for another episode. In the meantime, happy dating, and I'll see you next time.
Debbie Does Dating with your host, Debbie Clawson. Sponsored by Dating by Deb.